Robert Weibel is the New York State historian and chief curator of history at the New York State Museum in Albany, New York. He joins us now to tell us about two exhibitions currently on display at the museum, and spoiler alert, they're both really cool. The first is An Irrepressible Conflict, the Empire State in the Civil War. The second is Seneca Ray Stoddard Capturing the Adirondacks. He will also tell us about the museum's inaugural Adirondack Day, which is happening on November 3rd. Robert, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
How much of your job as state historian has to do with the museum?
Well, 100% of my job has to do with the museum and its overall mission, but much of my work involves work in Albany, but I also have some statewide responsibilities.
Right, because, I mean, that's sort of the holding area, but then there's all the other stuff to get it there, right?
There's a lot to do, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm often on the road and speaking to various groups and working with local historians. New York State, unlike any other state, mandates all municipalities, counties, cities, boroughs to actually have a historian on staff, and I work with all of them.
That's wonderful.
It's a great privilege.
Absolutely. So when it comes to the museum and these two events, let us begin with looking at New York State in the Civil War. The name of the exhibit is An Irrepressible Conflict. How did this particular exhibition come to be?
Oh, well, the sesquicentennial of the American Civil War is taking place.
Right.
And we knew that. we saw it coming.
You circled it on your calendar.
And so we've actually been working on this exhibit for over 2 years. It's a major exhibit. It takes up over 7,000 square feet, and it covers a lot of ground. So it took a long time to plan.
What did you want out of it, in the sense of what story did you want to tell, and what artifacts and what objects did you want in the exhibit that you had, and what else did you have to go out and get?
Very simply, we wanted to tell the story of the American Civil War from a New York perspective. And we wanted this to be, there's lots of exhibits, there's lots of programs going on across the country
right.
dealing with the Civil War. We wanted this to be the best of them. And from a New York perspective, we think that's the way to tell America's story, is from New York's point of view. We also wanted to do a couple things different from what some of our other exhibits have done in the past. We wanted to make this an educational exhibit, one that tells a story. We wanted it to be an exhibit that makes New Yorkers feel proud of their heritage, that builds the quality of life in New York. And we wanted it to be an exhibit that brings people from other parts of the country to come to Albany and to New York to learn a little bit about American history and to build tourism. What we did differently with this exhibit than we have with maybe some others in the past is we used our collections, and when I say our collections, I mean the State Museum's collection, but I also mean the State Library's collection and the State Archives collection. We all share the same building and we work
Sure.
together. But we wanted to reach out to our partners across the state and to make this really a statewide program. And so we have over 25 different lenders to the exhibition, all of whom share ownership in it, we feel. And we've got some really fantastic stuff that we got from them. We have, for example, from the Onondaga Historical Society, we have the earliest known photograph of Frederick Douglass, who's probably the star of our show.
Yeah,
it's an 8x10 daguerreotype, which is very unusual in itself. From the New York Historical Society, we have Abraham Lincoln's life mask from 1860. It's Lincoln. You look at it, it's Lincoln. It's great. From Troy, from the Bird and Iron Works, we have a piece of the monitor, which was made in New York. We have from the Albany Institute a 9-year-old's drawing of Abraham Lincoln's funeral procession in Albany. Fabulous stuff. And from our own collection, we have great stuff. And we have, for example, a collar worn by a slave in Canajoharie, along with the reward poster that was issued for his capture, which happily was never realized. From the library, we have a abolitionist's primer for kids. You know, A is for abolitionists, B is for brother, C is for Cottonfield, and so on down the line. From the archives, we have a letter written in 1938, signed by Thurgood Marshall as counsel to the NAACP, protesting the showing of Birth of a Nation in New York. So taken together, it's our exhibit, but it's everybody's exhibit in New York, and we're really happy to hear that people are coming from around the state to see it. I was in Madison County talking to a group last week, and I'm told that we're going to have busloads of people from Onondaga Historical Society in Syracuse and elsewhere coming to Albany. So so far it's really worked out well, and we're really pleased.
It's on display through?
It's up for a year, and so it'll be up through next September 22nd. It's still early. We're still adding to it, actually. My goodness, we have some stuff that isn't here yet. We have, for example, a portrait of Dred Scott from New York Historical that's certainly never been seen in Albany, and it's gotten out beyond New York, but not that often, and we're happy to be showing it, and we'll be making other additions to it as well.
It is an irrepressible conflict, the Empire State in the Civil War at the New York State Museum in Albany. Another exhibit that is up through February 24th is Seneca Ray Stoddard, Capturing the Adirondacks. And I've been reading a lot about this exhibit. It sounds very, very cool.
Yeah, this is a great exhibit, too. This has been up since last June 29th and will be with us through February 24th. This exhibit begins actually after the Civil War in the 1870s, and it's photographs by Seneca Ray Stoddard, who was a great American photographer and conservationist who happened to work in the Adirondacks. And he took fabulous photographs showing people, buildings, the landscape of the Adirondacks, together with photos showing the landscape being impacted by people in ways that today we appreciate aren't necessarily what we want to see. So he was a great conservationist. And we have some artifacts that go with it, some materials from the great camps, canoes, furniture, and things like that. Wonderful exhibit. You know, we have Adirondack Hall in our permanent exhibits, which tells a lot about the Adirondacks. But this supplements what we're doing. And on November 3rd, it's a week from tomorrow, I guess, we'll be hosting Adirondack Day, which is a day of programs in conjunction with many different partners in the Adirondack region, in which we have a full day of programming. We have lectures, we have tours, we have films, and it all culminates with a concert by the, well-renowned folk singer, Dan Berggren. And so we're all looking forward to that. Big day.
Adirondack Day, which happens on November 3rd from 10 to 4 at the New York State Museum. And it's interesting because you have the Adirondacks, but there's obviously so much of the New York story to tell. And I would assume it's always a balance, isn't it? I mean, you don't want to forget Rochester, you don't want to forget Buffalo, you don't want to forget all corners of the state.
That's exactly right. And in particular with the Civil War exhibit, we made special efforts to make it a statewide exhibit. So we have stories from, as I mentioned, Syracuse. We have examples of individuals from Long Island, from Buffalo, from the Hudson Valley, from the Southern Tier, from the Adirondacks. It's a statewide story, and we try to focus on individual stories throughout. So we're telling a big story, but we're telling it from different individual perspectives. And people who come to exhibits like this want to see themselves in it, and they want to see their homes in it. So we want to reach all of them. I should also mention, by the way, that in addition to the main exhibit, Irrepressible Conflict, we have a couple other things going on that are related. For the past several weeks, we've been touring the draft of the Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation around the state. And this is one of the really iconic documents in American history. It was issued in September 22nd of 1862. And it's a document that Lincoln wrote announcing that the war, the aims of the war were changing from a war for union to a war for emancipation. And essentially he was saying that if the South was still in open rebellion on January 1st, 1863, he was going to begin freeing the slaves. Enormously important document. And we've been sending it. We started it in Manhattan. It's been to Long Island. It's been to Binghamton and Buffalo and Plattsburgh and Syracuse. And Syracuse, people were lining up for 3 hours to see the document. It's that important. And we're going to be bringing it to Albany on November 8th and 9th. I think that's November 9th and 10th. Harold Holzer, the renowned Lincoln scholar, will be giving an address on the 9th. The public is welcome. All our programs are free. Let me mention, too, that we opened up another exhibit where this week. The Marshall House flag, which is a flag associated with Elmer Ellsworth, who was the first Union officer killed during the war, and his death was, he was a martyr to the war, became very prominent at a time when people didn't quite understand how long the war was going to last, and his death was mourned all over the country. He was killed while taking down a flag that was flying in Alexandria, Virginia, that Lincoln could see from the White House, and Ellsworth got it in his head to take it down, not just please Lincoln, but send the message to the South. He was killed doing that, and to see the flag is really dramatic. It's a big flag. It's 24 by 14.
Wow.
So if you can imagine Shaquille O'Neal standing on the shoulders of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar looking at a 24-foot Tiger Woods putt, you know, you get the sense of
and
just how big this was.
And I think of that all the time, actually, yeah. It's hard to get out of your head.
And when you can see, and when you see the flag, you understand how Lincoln could see it from the White House across the river. He could have probably seen it from Illinois by the size of it. Very dramatic artifact, and it communicates an enormously significant message as well. And I got one more for you, too.
All right.
Last week we opened up another exhibition. It's an art exhibit featuring works of art by the in the New Deal art, 1934. And these are beautiful paintings by artists from all over the country, mostly from New York, but all over the country, showing scenes of New York in the early days of the Great Depression. They are absolutely stunning, absolutely beautiful. That is called 1934, and that will be on display through January 20th. Please come and see this. This is really knock your socks off stuff.
Wonderful things happening at the New York State Museum. Seneca Ray Stoddard, Capturing the Adirondacks, is open through February 24th. An Irrepressible Conflict, the Empire State and Civil Wars, up through September 22nd, 2013. The New York State's New York State Museum's Adirondack Day is scheduled for November 3rd from 10 to 4. You can find out all about what Robert was just talking about by going to their website, which is nysm.nysed.gov. nysm.nysed.gov. Robert Weibel is a state historian from New York. Robert, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Have a wonderful time. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.